Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a history buff, or an outdoor enthusiast, you'll find what you're looking for. You can explore the grounds of America's first English settlement in Jamestown, or shop along the quaint streets of historic Williamsburg and Yorktown. You can dig into the forensics of the country's earliest settlers or experience a day in the life of one. Each day and each trip is uniquely yours. So plan your visit to Williamsburg today. We get support from UC Davis, a globally ranked university working to solve the world's most pressing problems in food, energy, health, education, and the environment. UC Davis researchers collaborate and innovate in California and around the globe to find transformational solutions. It's all part of the university's mission to promote quality of life for all living things. Find out more at 21stcentury.ucdavis.edu.
This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars. If I asked you to close your eyes and mimic the action of using one of the simple human interfaces in everyday life, you could probably do it, no problem. Without having a button to push, you could close your eyes and pretend to push a button, and that action would accurately reflect the action of pushing a real button. Same with flipping a switch or turning a doorknob. If you close your eyes and fake the movement, it would sync up with its real-world use. Now, if I asked you to do the same thing with a car's steering wheel, you'd think you'd be able to describe steering accurately and mime the correct movements with your hands in the air. But you'd be wrong, so wrong. You'd probably kill a bunch of imaginary people. But don't just take my word for it.
Yeah, my name's Steve. I'm a human factors engineer.
His full name is Dr. Steve Clote. He just introduces himself as Steve. He's a casual guy.
And what was your research on? What's your main research you've done?
And that's Tristan Cook, and Thomas Nelson is also in the room there asking questions of Steve. Tristan and Tom run this awesome blog called Humans in Design.
My interests are in driver behavior.
So here's the exercise. Put your hands up and grip an imaginary steering wheel. 10 and 2.
So I've got my hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2.
Yep.
Now I want you to mime the action of changing lanes to the right. So have you tried it? All right, if you're like most people, and according to Steve's research, we're talking the vast majority of people, you turned your imaginary wheel 45 degrees to the right or so, and then back to the center. And that's the action for changing lanes. But that's not right.
What you've described is actually a sequence of movements that you require for turning a corner.
To actually change lanes, you have to turn the steering wheel to the right, then turn it back, crossing the center line, turning the wheel an equal amplitude to the left to correct your heading, and then back to the center. Knowing that this weird brain hiccup existed, Steve's team at the University of Queensland tested people in driving simulators, and sure enough, if you provided visual feedback, people could change lanes no problem. But as soon as you turned off the screen or blindfolded them and told them to change lanes, even though they had only just moments ago successfully performed the correct action, they couldn't do it.
They produced pretty catastrophic errors.
Given no other feedback, you can't change lanes using a steering wheel without vision. I mean, since cars are designed to be driven with your eyes open, that's okay. And in fact, this is a funky example. That doesn't mean that a steering wheel is a bad interface design. You could probably argue the opposite. You could argue that a steering wheel is so well designed that anyone can use it with just a little bit of feedback in the real world, even though they can't describe how they use it in the abstract.
So people didn't learn, they just did the same?
Not over the course of an experiment, which takes about 45 minutes to an hour, the size of the error was pretty consistent.
But Steve and his researchers decided to test this in a real car. So Steve got something like $50 million worth of insurance and took people out in a real car and drove them down a test road and then took their vision away and asked them to change lanes. Our friends Tristan and Tom were two of the participants.
The first time you took vision away from me, it was absolutely terrifying.
Yeah.
It's a little bit like when Obi-Wan Kenobi was teaching Luke Skywalker how to use a lightsaber without using his eyes.
With the blast shield down, I can't even see.
In the first few runs, people made the same mistake they did in the simulator. Essentially, they were told to change lanes, and they moved the steering wheel in such a way that they turned a corner instead. But here's where things get really interesting.
Stretch out with your feelings.
People gradually started to improve, and by the end of the real-world blind trial, they were performing almost perfect lane changes.
See? You can do it.
I call it luck.
In my experience, there's no such thing as luck.
When you're driving a car, you have a whole bunch of extra visual information that you can use to supplement vision.
There's the vestibular system that senses your balance, or the somatosensory system that senses pressure on your skin as your thigh presses into the seat as you turn a corner.
One gives an erroneous signal. Yeah. The others would correct it.
Well, that's right.
Using all those extra senses, people learned how to perform the lane change in a real car, blindfolded. But here's the crazy part. After it was over, they asked the participants to mime a lane change with an imaginary steering wheel in their hands. And sure enough, they went right back to making the same mistake, performing a corner turn instead of a lane change.
Just how robust this error was. And how it was resistant to learning.
The steering wheel is pretty nicely mapped to our intuition, but it still requires the slightest bit of feedback so that our brain knows how to use it. But we still manage. Also, I can't stress this enough, people. Don't drive blindfolded. Really, you're not going to be able to do it. Alright, I'm glad we had this chat. 99% Invisible was produced by Tristan Cook and Thomas Nelson of the blog Humans in Design. Find out more at humansindesign.com and me, Roman Mars. It's made possible with support from Lunar, making a difference with creativity. It's a project of KALW, 91.7 local public radio in San Francisco, the American Institute of Architects in San Francisco, and the Center for Architecture and Design. To find out more, go to the website. It's 99percentinvisible.org. Here's an interesting side note. If you want people to pretend to perform a perfect lane change blindfolded, here's what you tell them. You say, dodge an obstacle in the road and then return back to your current lane. That movement, perfect lane change.